Here, by side, we are narrowing in on Klal Gimel. V'da'oid Klal Gadol, v'ikar minyanim elu, im huraya adam shediva davar ha'asa ma'isim, bein yimash bein adam l'mako, bein yimash bein adam l'chaveri, v'yeish lishpoit, dvar yimaseh l'tzad ha'toyb l'tzad ha'schus, there's someone did something, you can down it like ha'schus l'kav choy, then, if the Manduber is a Yare Hashem, Nischaiv Lodonos Lakavskosh, if Dalam Kavskosh, Avilim Madaber Karbonite, it's all das, Yerushal Kavkoit. So even if it's more logical to Dalam Kavkoit, the Im, Brother, I don't know who was here last night. I said over last night, I didn't think so. I said over last night, I see in the Dirshan they bring down. The Rabbi Yashiv says that to point to someone, to point out, if we're sitting here, to point out to someone, hey, look what that guy's doing, and he's doing an avol, it's not kolashim.
Oh, he's not kolashim. Oh, we asked that originally.
That was a long time ago. We were handling that child a few times. He came up with twice. He says, "If we're going to start a club, we're going to be a chaver ba'etz boi, a plenim chaver ba'atz boi roya, she plenim oisei davar shein roi, kasav Rabbi Yashiv she the ain of the tesla shenah." It's also a tzav after lach. Come on,
we'll always get you some, yeah.
So, okay, now, right there. So if the guy's a tzaddik or basically tries to do the right thing, and usually does the right thing, and even if he's a bainani, then he makes mistakes. But in the whole, he's a yarishmayim, right? In my suffix shokel, if you don't know what happened, you have to assume. Someone that dons his friend the kaf schos, Hashem will don him the kaf schos. Who nichnas b'chol ma'amari his barach, but tzedek tishpoit amisach. Vafilu ma'davar noite yoytzel kaf choyva nachem ma'oyit she'adavar etzel kamei tzafik. Va'ayachri eyul kaf choyva. You should at least think it's a tzafik. I'm not sure exactly why he's putting that in over here. That's exactly what the connection is. Excuse me, but essentially what he's saying is that that a person cannot take something at face value and go say the story. Means this is another knach, by the way, in the Gea Apiklasa. Let's say three people know the story, but no one knows my interpretation of the story. I'll tell you the real shadow. No, I have the Rashi and Tosfos on it. They just told, so there's no issue. You already know the story, right? So he's saying, whenever something's not clear, so for you're down like a schos, you can't necessarily say anything. I just not sure exactly what the chiddush is here, as related to lashon hara.
It's not related at all, right? Is it?
No, he's saying you have down like a schos, and if you don't down like a schos, you surely can't talk about it. Okay.
You stay over the Kafis of Lashon Hara with your Kafs interpretation of the story.
It wasn't really so bad. I saw him stealing off. She was lying on his taxes. It's really fine.
So at the end of the
magician, you're not allowed to lie on taxes.
Lemaisa, there's a mitzvah essay of being down the kafschos. It said that tishpat amisacha. So they bring down over here that, let's say you were down, you down the cuff sauce, turned out you were wrong. You got taco. You taco botched up. So it doesn't make a difference. You still did the mitzvah down on the cuff sauce.
What's the what?
No, because you maybe being down the kafchos means
yeah, also
means don't down the kafchoiv. Why did you jump to conclusion? Maybe you were wrong. But if the guy taka was wrong, is there a mitzvah to taka down judging the kafchos?
You know the facts already.
I don't know. He said even if it was in this galo ma'isa that he did the wrong thing. Oh, you still did the mitzvah,
Michael Afreya.
Right. I don't know what the nafkamina is.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, so what
was interesting point. What?
Of course, at the time when you donned him, nobody knew. So you were kind of mitzvah being down and comes to us.
Right. Yeah, a kitzer, fine. Let's take this. I'm not exactly sure. He's gonna he talks about being down and comes to us many times again later. A few more times, he's gonna bring it back up. I'm not even sure why he brought it in here. Doesn't seem to be really minyan of the okay, back to it. Even if you want to down the kaf choyva, that's your own business. But
What's
it said? I mean, I know 100% that he did the wrong thing. Yeah.
It's almost like if I know that Itaka was wrong, then it's more of a tzad for me, a heter for me to say it over.
Yeah. It's hard to understand what he's bavarning over here. No, he's bavarning like this. Hanil Inchi used to come in the ads, boy, right? But Yizuchar can't be mefarsim. No, I don't know. What happens? Here's a case. What happens if the guy did something in public?
That's
in the bottom. He did something in public. But the thing that he did in public is not really muchach that it was 100% wrong. If it was taka wrong, then it's like a pitlasa tepa heter on that.
Which is not really a heter.
Huh?
Which is not really a heter at all.
If you find someone that's like in the Kabbalah and whatever.
But I thought we said if it's a force in the call, it seems
this not about, right. So it could be this diagram of force in the call. But what he did in force in the call, again, is without your deen dining him a kafsul sechayva. There's a mukim for him to get out of it. So the fact that you're not mechuyev to down on the kafschos does not allow you now to go say that's pshat in the story and you're saying it over.
So when do you have a situation that you don't 100% like? What's beyond down the kafchayev?
Oh, there's for sure things that are beyond down the kafchayev. You know for sure. You don't know that
unless he tells. I guess if he tells you.
First, I can tell you. Second of all.
The guy.
You don't have to know all the motivation. Look, you don't have to down the cuffs close in the sense like he's a Russia. I don't know if he's a Russia or not. I don't know if he's an Isianus. I'm not judging him. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but he definitely did this thing. I'm not judging his Isianus.
They start playing PlayStation in the middle of Dominic and Shabbos.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. I'm not judging.
Like,
well, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not
done. But that's a Russian. That it's.
No, but I'm saying that is there a force McCall. So I'm saying it's very rare that you have a situation where you don't have the like some type of tzad that most times saying that you don't even if he could be down the chayv, you cannot necessarily say it.
You can have that. That's a ma'aseh zecher and avera,
and that's enough.
What you don't know is what was his motivation in doing it.
Well, does it against
the Kodesh? Well, it sounds like. Yeah, bigness, you have to be lucky. If you would have his Nisyanis, what would you, I remember one time by Bear Stern, so Ron Bacher, he was saying, you can never know, we don't know who's Chashav, who's not Chashav, whatever. So afterwards, Ron Bacher was like, look, this guy in yeshiva, sleeps all day, then I come to shul, then I go to daven, then I'll say that. I follow the Siddur Yeshiva, like, why would you, what do you mean? I don't know who's better. So he says, if you think that you could know what the, I was there, I was like, I'm looking back and forth. If you think you could know what the nesiyonis of the other bachar are, you're either a Navi or a Shaita. And there's no Nebuah nowadays. So, the, you know, I'm not talking about that down in Kafsos. But I'm saying the facts. The fact is that he doesn't die. I'm not saying that because of that he's a bad guy.
Right, that's another level.
That's already been done. That's fine. But let's say you could down Kafsos. I don't know what he does. But I don't know. Maybe he went to Davin Neitz. You know? So, for all I know, he's up all night, he's having dates already, and then he's, you know, there's a different, that's a different type of dynamic. Of course, you don't even know if he did what, you know what I'm saying he did. That's different. Giving someone a title or giving someone a level of blame for what they did, that's a different story. By the way, but, the person themselves is supposed to take blame for it. Means what happens a lot of times, people themselves, when you're looking at someone else, you're supposed to blame. Look, it's not his fault. He has his nesiones. He had his childhood like this. His father did this to him. His fourth grade Rebbe. His Rebbe did that to him. He looked at him in a funny way. You know, all these trauma, whatever. But when the person himself has a problem, he shouldn't be blaming everyone else. He has to take own up to his own actions. You when you're down again, you should be blaming all this other stuff. But for himself, he's not supposed to be blaming all this other stuff. He's at some point, you got to own up to your actions. I heard from Rabbi Elia Brundy one time, said, unbelievable Zach, that says, we say by the Slichas, we say, Ein anum azi fanim kshe oirif, lemar lafanach Hashem alken alken avzenu, tzadik avanach alochat panim. Says, kilu, if I would say tzadik avanach alochat, I would be an az panim. I'm not that az panim. You're an az panim. It's a sheker, a gomer. He said, I was chaytik. So what are you saying? Man, az panim, say I wasn't. Like the other tzad is azas. What's the meat of Azaz over here? So he said, no, we're not saying the guy's saying, I didn't do it. He's saying, no, I did it, but it's not my fault. It's your fault. It's not my fault. You put me in this matzav. You gave me this depression. You gave me all this stuff. You gave me this problem. So it's not my fault. He said, that's the Azaz. That's the Azpan that we're talking. Person had said, you know, they follow him to say that that's not my fault. The person is an Nisoyan. We not everyone knows that you can't judge someone else in their Nisoyan, but they can know themselves how much they can do for themselves, and they shouldn't be so quick to exempt themselves based on that. I'm not saying, you know, it was interesting.
Wow, accepted
unbelievable. What
accepted
and work on, you know, I found how to work on things. Anyway, okay, so Klal Dalid, we're starting with tomorrow, Mr. Shem, is the Klal of Te'eles. Yeah. It's very, the probably the most negedic of Klal. And Mr. Shem, we will start with that. Here, Mr. Shem.
I feel like the
Shkara Dak.
The news.